I felt like I was leaving nursing when I went to design school. And it was this huge revelation once I got there that nursing could not leave me.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Nurses work where people, systems, and care meet. And that perspective makes them powerful innovators in healthcare. In this insight from episode 24, Designing With, nurse and designer Brittany Merkel reflects on how the core practices of nursing are also the foundations of human-centered design, and why now is the moment to rethink healthcare by designing with nurses, not for them.
The summer before my last year of nursing school, I traveled to Akwita, Ghana, which is a village in Ghana on the coast, seaside village. And I had this framing of what research was in my mind that I could do qualitative or quantitative. And I developed the survey and got it approved through IRB, I'd gone through what I felt like were all the right steps. And when I tried to show them the survey, they asked me first, what is research? That was just baffling to me. I hadn't understood the full context of where I was researching. And I realized that my biggest asset, my biggest tool to use was my journal and listening and understanding what their stories were and how I could drive insights from those stories. It wasn't qualitative versus quantitative. It was more about really getting to the heart of what the problem is and looking at their work environments differently from more of a fly-on-the-wall observation technique than distributing the survey. So what I found when I got back and started to streamline these insights and all the photos and sketches in my journal and the writings that I did by flashlight, found that was so powerful. And that started to make me start to reframe how I viewed not only research, but nursing. I wanted to do two things with my career, and that was to make a difference and to be creative. And now I really truly feel like I'm doing that. I'm creating the difference. I am a 100% nurse and a 100% service designer. Our process identifies systemic gaps and ties in the right solution to the right problem. As lead innovation strategist, what I do is I streamline consumer and provider insights and amplify service design tools and design thinking methodology by partnering with clinical staff, nurses, providers, and administrators. Nurses spend 23 and a half, arguably more, hours out of the day with patients and with their families and understanding their stories and their needs, which I think if you look at it from a root cause analysis standpoint, if you improve provider experiences and nursing experiences, then that translates into improved patient experience. Research and innovation do not exist in silos. You can't really have one without the other. And every organization now is a public health organization in some sense. But we didn't lead with the technology, we led with the people. I would say if there were two key words in my mind when I went to design school, it was patient experience. And when I left, it was nursing innovation. When things are stable, innovation is looked at to jigger it up, to destabilize, to detach from the ordinary. And ironically, when things are in chaos, innovation is looked to more for the insights, the solutions, and to turn the rain into silver. Nurses are already strong researchers and innovators. If there's ever a time to really leave self-doubt at the door and to feel the openness to create and to do things differently, it's now.
That was nurse and designer Brittany Merkel from episode 24, Designing With. You can hear the full episode wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review while you're there. It helps others find the show. Also, we would really love to know what you think. Email us at hello@seeyounowpodcast.com. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.